Hey guys, welcome to the SEO Andy podcast with me, Andy Kinsey. Today we're going to be looking at the new search engine protocol, which enables webmaster owners just like you to instantly inform search engines about their latest content changes on their website. Now, this can be any type of website, from a blog to a charity website, to an e-commerce website or news publisher website. Now, the great thing about this protocol is that you can send a single URL to a search engine, or you can send up to 10,000. That's right, you heard me, 10,000 URLs all at the same time. Now, the beauty of this is that it's entirely scalable. So when I said earlier that you could be a blog or you could be a news publisher, I really meant it. So you could literally have thousands and thousands of news articles or products on your website that you're updating all at the same time, because maybe you have, say, I don't know, maybe you're, say, a news publisher with lots of news and lots of editors and you're global, then this could be really handy for you. Or you're a really small website selling one or two products, or you're a charity, then this could still be really good products for you. And I'm calling it a product because actually you're going to be using it like a product and a service. The implementation of this for most small websites and website owners who are going to be using this is as a product and as a service that you're going to be plugging into your website. If you're on the other end where you're looking at the 10,000 end scale, or a couple of thousand, you will need a developer to put this in for you. It's a piece of code that you're going to need to use. And if you're interested in that end of the things, go to the official website, and that is indexnow.org. And it's really easy to implement, even at that scale. But today we're going to be talking about the what, the why, the who, when you should be implementing this, and how you can implement it on that smaller end of the scale. And actually, even if you've got a larger website, you could still implement it using the way I recommend. So let's get to it. The what, we've already said what this is. It's for if you have changes to your website. But actually, where does this come from? So Microsoft Bing and Yandex got together probably about 2 years ago now, and they went, we need something that is more efficient. We need something that isn't going to kill our servers as we grow and index more, as we feed the third-party search engines like Dogpile, and really as we try and get more market share and we feed more mobile services, we need something that actually we can be proud of to get faster indexing and ranking. And this is what they came up with. It's now open source. And as of November last year, Google has been testing this. And recently they came out and said, we're going to test this further. This is a way that you can ask search engines to come and prioritize a crawl on that page. Now, don't get me wrong. This will come out of your crawl budget. And each website has a crawl budget for a day, a week, a month. And this is going to come out of that crawl budget. So that 10,000, if you send it all in one go, then you might not have any left for the month if your entire budget is 10,000. It's the way it is. So don't abuse this. You've been warned. Now, what do we mean by an update? Well, it's an addition to your site or a page. It's an update to a page, whether you've added something, you've deleted it, or you've changed a piece of content, and standard rules and procedures apply to this, as I always say. So if you've updated less than 20% of a page, you probably are not going to be wanting to ping those search engines. Or if you've deleted a piece of content, so a page in its entirety, then you can ping Google, and by all accounts, then you might not want to, because we're still unsure. We can't really get an answer as to whether you should be pinging 404s across or redirects, because why would you want to do that? If you've got a ranking for an old page that's there, yeah, probably best just leave it. So anyway, why does this exist? As we say, efficiency in search. Number one, they want to make it faster for your pages to be indexed and them to find it, because they want to beat the pants off the other search engines. Number two, it saves them money. If they can spend less time looking at backlinks and just use them for other purposes, such as making sure your site is an authority and using it for other purposes in the algorithm, woohoo! And number three is actually, well, why not? It makes the company greener. They will have less servers overall in time. And the less servers, the better. Servers are certainly not getting any cheaper. In fact, if you look at the price of silicon in recent years, then you will know the story here. Things have just exploded in price and it's not coming down, and we all know that. So, who's this for? Well, as we say, it's for anyone that owns a website in reality. Who's going to implement it? Well, right now, there will be a limited set of people. And I want you to implement it. It's not particularly hard to do, and there are a few methods of doing it, and we'll come to those later. However, in reality, this is free. I'm going to repeat that. It is free. If you ping, you can only get an advantage out of this as long as you do not spam the hell out of the search engine. If you do spam the hell out of them, you are likely to find you will just get this route banned for your website, and you do not want that. And not only that, you will likely draw attention to the fact you've spammed that search engine, and they will look at you very closely to see what the hell else you are doing. So, when should you be doing this? Well, there's no time like the present in reality. However, if you are not confident when it comes to, for example, on WordPress, installing plugins, or in my method, if you do not already have Cloudflare and you don't want to go changing your DNS, you might want to wait for a developer to come along and help you. The reality is the cost is free. It requires your time and your effort. There's no reason not to implement these things now. However, it's understandable if you want to change. It really is. The reality is Google is still testing this, and therefore you can wait. It's not like, for example, we've previously talked about in the episode one with Google Analytics, where really you need to start acting now. This is something that you could kick down the grass for a couple of months before you start looking at implementation. But really, the sooner you do this and implement this protocol, the sooner you'll see the advantages in your indexing and possibly your rankings. But we'll come back to rankings later. So how do you implement this? Well, with WordPress, because lots and lots of my clients and other clients use WordPress, the best way to index to implement this is there are three plugins. There's the Index Now plugin, which is really easy. There's the Rank Math plugin, again, really easy. And there's the All-in-One SEO plugin, again, really easy. All three of them, just plug them in, press the right buttons. You might have to put in the API, but it's all really easy. My preferred method, and we'll come on to the advantage of it in a second, is to use a content delivery network to do this for you. There's Akamai and there's Cloudflare. Both of them offer it on their free tiers. The reason I prefer Cloudflare for this is because I use it, but it's also that they have promised it's going to remain in their free tier. It's you go in under your cache configuration, and it's a simple tick box under crawl assist, I believe. And basically, this does all the checking of your site. Anytime you update it, it'll basically tell search engines that you've changed, a page has been deleted, etc., etc. And it basically stops the site being shown to be spammy because you're not having to ping anyone. It's doing it for you. And it'll also do the other work that we were talking about earlier to prevent the spam prevention, to prevent the spamming of doing, for example, checksums. So when a search engine comes to the site, it'll say, yes, this page has definitely changed. And this is something that I and other SEOs have discussed of going, how do you stop people spamming this? Because you are literally just sending a URL to a site and say, prioritize and index. But when it gets there, that page might not change. So what I and others have suggested could be happening is that a checksum of the page is being done where if, and this is a mathematical equation on the site and the size of it in theory, of going, if this is exactly the same as before, you do not do an index on it. And you only do it when those numbers have changed, in the same way they do with the security protocols. Now, this doesn't always work, don't get me wrong, but that's one way of doing it. Now, the other great thing of using a content delivery network such as Cloudflare and Akamai is the added speed benefits, which can help your rankings. Because as we know earlier this year, as we talked about in episode 2, is the page speed and user experience came into search ranking for desktop as well as mobile, which it had previously done. So page speed, really important. Again, you can use the free tier to really enhance that, but also security. This is something people always forget with Cloudflare and content delivery networks, the security enhancement that you just get from being on one of these. So it's just really worth using that free tier, and it's just as simple as changing your name servers over and it's job done. And it doesn't matter if you're using a third-party supplier for your email. I do that, and all you do is it'll transfer all your DNS across and it's job done. So finally, people have been asking, is it worth doing? Well, yes, it's worth doing. You are going to get an advantage before other people get the advantage. So it's always worth doing at that point. Is there much effort in this? It depends how much time it's going to take you to set this up. So if you don't already have Akamai or Cloudflare, or you don't already have one of the three plugins we mentioned earlier, Index Now, which no one will have, the Rank Map or the All-in-One SEO, then yeah, there might be a bit of effort in this. And don't forget the All-in-One and Rank Math. They don't work together. So you have to have one or the other. And Yoast, as yet, I believe, doesn't offer this. The three of them don't work together. You have to have one independently. And if you transfer it to another, you have to import your data. So there is a bit of work in that, which is why, again, going with Cloudflare, you don't have to do that. You just implement it. So there is some work. Now, it's an hour, 2 hours work. It's not the end of the world. Is it worth it? Yes. Fundamentally, it is. If you can get the advantage of having your content indexed within hours rather than in days or weeks, fundamentally, it's worth it. Not least if you are publishing content that is timely. If you're publishing or posting new products, if you're updating prices, if you've got news content, then fundamentally, you definitely, definitely need to be implementing this. Should you go out and do it today? No. But you should be considering doing it in the next 2-3 weeks, in the next month. There is no reason not to build it into your schedule to do it. So if you've got any questions about this, the first place to go to is the indexnow.org website. You can also get in touch with me via seoandy.com or tweet me at Andy Kinsey. I will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. I will also be doing an FAQ on this in a coming podcast. I'd love to hear from you on that. Thanks for listening to the SEO Andy podcast. I'll see you again next time.